artist Nando Hernandez is an El Paso native who lives and works in Los Angeles. His thread portraits can be found in the collections of some of today's leading figures in art, fashion, film, and music. He's been quarantining in El Paso, so I thought it'd be nice to check in with him. Nando, welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. So we're in the era of COVID and you live in LA, and what made you decide, you know what, I'm going to come and isolate in El Paso?
Actually, what happened is at work, they said we're going to be off for 2 weeks. And I thought, well, great, I can go to Mexico for a long weekend for Easter and I'll just go to El Paso now so I can see my mom and get the family part out of the way.
Yeah.
And then it's been 2 months. Never went to Mexico. Never went back to LA.
But you've got your mom. That's good.
My ulterior motive was really to go to for Easter in Mexico.
You're like, I just have to cover the family, make sure they're cool, and then I'll continue on with my party.
Yeah.
So what's it like at work? I mean, have they told you, hey, we're coming back? Or what's the latest as far as kind of getting back to your normal?
Well, I work on a TV show called Access Hollywood, and they basically laid us off. They furloughed us, the crew, the stage crew. The hosts are still shooting. They're shooting from their house. They're doing this kind of Zoom thing. And they're interviewing celebrities like this on the Zoom. So they're still working, thank God, because that means our show's still on. I'm hoping by the fall season, September, we'll be back on air. That's what they're hoping.
And I mean, I think that's what everybody's hoping, right? I mean, you just got to wait and see.
Yeah.
So meantime, are you spending any of your time creating, or what are you doing with the time that you're
here? Well, yeah, I took this time to, my idea was just to like do my artwork while I was here, because I never have time. It's really hard to work as much as I do and do my art and give it to the amount of time that it needs. So yeah, I brought a bunch of stuff. I happened to just be asked to be in a show in LA with this gallery called Aloma Projects. They're doing a COVID show, like a quarantine COVID show. So I did a piece of where I did myself with my mask on, and I just finished that. And then I just got a commission last week from this client in New York. So, I mean, I'm not complaining.
Right. And you probably have enough time to really knock them out. Well, let's talk about your work, because there are these beautiful thread portraits. I happen to own one of them without even knowing you. I walked into the Border AIDS auction and I'm like, it's gorgeous. I mean, it just took my breath away, and there's all this detail, and there was something emotional to me about this particular one, and I thought, I have to have it. And now I'm meeting you for the first time, and I'm like, I get to talk to him about this process. And you put a beautiful note in the back of it. Do you remember that?
I sure do. Yeah, I did a little description. I did that piece specifically for the Border AIDS auction. And so I did a piece on my cousin who had AIDS and killed himself, and how it changed my life.
It's beautiful. And that's the thing, you know, I had no knowledge of it until after it arrived, and I read the back and I'm like, it was a remarkable feeling. Like, it's in a good home. You need to know that. He makes me very happy.
Very glad.
So how did you arrive to your medium? Like, how did you say, okay, thread portraits is what I got?
It was so organic how it happened, because I was living in London and I wasn't working, and I've always made gifts for friends, especially, like, you know, I worked with a lot of big celebrities and stuff. And so, like, I'd go to their birthdays and everybody gets a gift from Barney's or Gucci. And I'm like, I'm not going to go spend $300 on or $400 on these. You know, they're rich. They can buy their own Gucci or Barney's.
Right. It's like, at that point, they don't need free stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they appreciate when you make something. Yeah, everybody does, you know. So that's how I started. I was like, I'm going to make something cool for, you know, Christina Aguilera or somebody. So I did. So that's how I started doing that as gifts. And then I did all these t-shirts and hoodies where I would embroider like tattoo designs. And I had a stand in Portobello Market in Notting Hill. And then a friend of mine came in town. She's a big costume designer and stylist. She was doing Kingsman. She was a costume designer for Kingsman. And she's Madonna's stylist. And she said, hey, can you do this present? It was Madonna's birthday coming up.
Oh my gosh.
There was a party in France that everybody was going to for Madonna's party. And she's like, can you do this thing? Because I had done this Frida Kahlo t-shirt that I did myself of the wounded deer. And she saw it. She's like, can you make that for Madonna for her birthday? I was like,
you're like, yes.
Whatever you want for Madonna. And she posted it on Instagram.
No way. That's fantastic. And that's kind of how you found yourself, really? Like, Madonna kicked you off?
Little by little, somebody said, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And I was like, sure. And then they just kind of became portraits. and they started taking off.
And now when you create your own, do you think of them as a series, or how do you arrive to, like, aside from somebody asking you, hey, will you do a thread portrait of so-and-so or of this? How do you arrive at, I now know I'm going to do this portrait or choose this subject? How do you get to your pieces?
Well, that's a good question, because I've been pretty much just doing commissions. And last year, this guy got in touch with me. This guy came over, his name is Charlie James, came over, is like, I love your work, but let's put together a show. And I hadn't actually thought of it like that, because I've been doing commissions. And I'm like, oh, what are my visions? You know, like how,
yeah.
And because I, even though I went to art school and everything, I kind of left it out. I left it out of my life because I started doing styling, and I kind of took over my life for 20 years or however long. Once I started doing my art again, I just found this passion of creativity again that I lost, because styling is not creative at all. You know, everybody thinks it's really interesting. It is not interesting.
But you say that because you're a stylist, because it comes natural to you.
Yeah, but you're like, oh yeah, I get to do this. And then when you actually do it, you're like, this client wants to look like this, and they would look great like this and do something really cool, but they don't. They want to look like this. And so you kind of just have to find a middle ground. And nobody wants to be too risky anymore. Nobody wants to look cool. They just kind of want to look pretty much the same. And to me, it's not interesting. But I guess I've been doing it for 20 plus years now, so I've seen a lot.
It's this thing that you can do.
Yeah. And I'm blessed to have a creative job that I actually have a lot of fun at, that I've been doing for a long time now.
Okay, so let's get back to your collection, because you're working with a gallery and you have to come up with your own thing. So take us back there. I mean, you're kind of in the middle of this,
well,
right?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Well, then I had this pressure in my head, like, how do I think of a whole show? And then I was, after talking to friends of mine that are in the art world, they're like, just start out with an idea, do one piece at a time, and it'll lead to your next piece. And so that's kind of what I've been doing. I'm not too far into it either, but at least I got some stuff going. I think that one of the biggest pieces I did was one that you have, because it was very emotional for me. And I think that my agenda is really based in the gay and queer theories and ideas of art. And that's what I can appreciate. You know, there's a lot of trendy stuff out there, and I can do all that stuff, but that's not what I want to do. I want to do something that's emotional to me. And because I lived through so much, and especially now, like coming back, you know, I was with my ex for 13 years, and then becoming single again, the gay world has changed so much. And I think I was out of it, because I was just like a house husband for so long.
Yeah.
Out of the gay world, and then come back, and it's just like, oh, there's PrEP, there's this. And if you have AIDS, you don't, it's undetectable. And I was so overwhelmed when I found out this out when I went to the doctor, and I was in tears. Like, what are you talking about? That you just take a pill. What?
What is this?
And this was like a year and a half ago. This wasn't even long ago. I was completely so, disconnected, you know, being a housewife that I was, that I didn't realize what was going on in the gay world. And it just kind of was, I'm still pretty much affected by what has happened. I mean, that's how I grew up, with AIDS. And it's kind of like right now, coronavirus. You don't know what's going to infect you. You don't know how you're going to get infected. And that's how it was 30 years ago. You know, right. Can you drink that same from that water fountain that guy with AIDS just had? What's AIDS? What's HIV? You didn't know really, or at least I didn't. I was so young. The difference, you just know that people were dying. And it terrified me. And so once you're in a relationship, that all went to the wayside. And then I come back and I was like, wow, it's a whole different take on gay culture now. It's so different. So that's affected me. And that's what I'm trying to use these ideas and this new body of work.
So, I mean, have you figured it out? Well, and to be clear, I mean, in the straight world too, I mean, you know, I have friends, they get divorced and it's like, what is this? You know, online dating, there's, you don't meet people in person. I mean, there's this whole other situation, right? And it's like, how do you do that within your respective worlds? And then, yeah, how does that translate into your art in your case?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm working on.
We're going to find out.
I'm still figuring it out. I'm just using kind of iconic figures for me, from my life, that's what I'm doing portraits of. Like right now I'm doing a portrait of one of my best friends growing up.
Yeah, no, it's important to evolve. And I mean, even if you're discovering a new world, I mean, the fact that the world is moving is kind of cool, right? When you move out.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. Things have changed. So it seems so quickly, but at the same time not.
I mean, you said 14 years.
I guess that means I'm old.
Well, we look forward to seeing your work, and thank you for checking in with us. And I think it's really cool that you're here and that you happen to, maybe the universe brought you home for this period of time, you know, maybe this is exactly where you should be.
100%, I believe that. And I'm having a great time. And I mean, a part of me just really wants to stay here and not go back to the LA traffic.
Oh, well then come back and stay. We got you.
I'm trying to like get all my friends to be like, help me figure out what I can do in El Paso, you know, because I mean, I do love it. I mean, the fact that you can buy a house here is so cheap compared to like LA, you can't buy anything under $1 million.
Yeah, no. And I don't think, I mean, we're starting to be the worst kept secret when it comes to that. Like people are cluing into it, but you can still get in. This is the time.
Oh, yeah.
Today, my guest has been artist Nano Hernandez. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much.